We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Samach Beis, which discusses the halachas of what type of mechitza is called a mechitza to be able to carry in there. Sif Hei, on the bottom of Rishud Zayin Min Aleph, says the Mechaber, Bakol is mechitza. You can make a partition out of anything. Bekelim, with vessels, bukofers, with saddles, Bein Shalev Levad, whether if it's just a horizontal, whether they're just a horizontal kugun shel chavam, like ropes, or shel shasi levad, or just vertical, just like kugun kanam nutzim ba'aretz, like just like sticks stuck into the ground. When we talk about tzasayim, and that's permitted the area to carry up until an area of tusa. A fully yachid, even for an individual, but yishuv in a settled area. Ubavad, as long as shalayhei ben chabal chaberei, as long as you don't have between one rope and the other one, ben kanal chaberei, between one stick and the other stick, so whether it be a horizontal or vertical, shalosh tvachim, can't have more than a gap of three tvachim. Fulfilled with Balakham, even with living creatures, as Gatintam and Bez, without Shikafusim, as long as they're tied, bent over. Fulfilled by Noshim, Shonim Zetzelzat, even, yeah, people standing near each other. But Pachel Beshlesh, less than three Tvach. And Fulfilled Shema Halkham, even they're walking. Chashub Mechitza, they consider as a partition, and Benim Rishaz Yachin, the air between them is Rishaz Yachin. However, stipulating, Hushala Yedu, as long as they don't know, Shuhu Ma'abdu Lashay Mechitza, that they were placed there for the purpose of being Mechitza. Fulfilled Echad Mehem Yudea Asr, and even if one of them knows, it's forbidden. And even if he's not notifying them that he's making partitions right now, if it's close to the thing to that they will know, that once before he already made them into a partition, he cannot make from them a partition anymore. Says Mishbru Siv Cotton Lamed. So you can make a mechitza out of anything, but Kalim, but Bokafis, Avshim Asidim, not Lach Shabbos, even though you're going to take them away after Shabbos because you're going to need to use your bowls, still you could use it for the Shabbos for mechitza. And whether it's just a riv that is Siv Cotton Lamed, Avkagin Shal Chavalim, like you have ropes, Amasuchim that are pulled, Al Yisaidis, on pegs, Hatukuim, Barth that's stuck into the ground, or if it's just chassis. And they're permitted Sivkot Lamed Beis at Sasayim, until the share of Sasayim, but not more than that. I feel him hikib lodu l'shtamash sham, even if it was enclosed for residence and to utilize the area over there. Kimin shem mechitza gru, since it's inferior mechitza, shasibul erb, if you have just sticks without the ropes, be'erbul shasibul, have the ropes without the sticks. Ryan la'el simit shen samach bibir halacha, so it only works up until Sasayim, Sivkot Lamed Gibbel. I feel a liyachid b'yishuv, even for an individual in the settled area, is limited. What it means to say is, even though in the settled area, yach lahasig, a person could attain, from what to make materials for a good partition. Even so, we are leaning up until Beis HaSayim, a kosh can shubavik of a shore when he's out in the open fields that he doesn't have more materials. Simkon lamadal, b'vach, le'i b'chem b'chulu, as long as you're not between one rope and the other one, or between one stick and another one, an area three tvachim. Well, the fees according to this, Yoch Lasa Mechitza Shal Sar Tvachim, a person could potentially make a partition of 10 Tvachim, which is the share of a Mechitza, by Bar Chavam with four ropes. And Vim Bishleisha Chaval Machzik Oven Yes Mitavach, and if the three ropes, their thickness it contains an area more than a hand breadth, Yoch Lasa Mechitza Al Deshleisha Chavam, you can make a partition through three ropes. Kugin Shubaniya Chaval Atachim Mepachim Shleisha Samach Lawrets, you put the bottom rope within three Tvachim from the ground, which is loved, like you see, as if it's closed. The same amount from it to the second rope. And so from that to the third rope. So that's 9 tvachim. And if you combine the thickness of all the three ropes, yasar tvachim, says the Gemara, it's going to be already a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Sivkot lamed hei. Or uvein, between one stick and another one, you cannot have more than 3 tvachim. And the chiddush in this is, even though there's love, you don't say shaparts mirba lo'imit, that you have more open area than closed, because the love, because sometimes the halacha of love, that you extend it, is like as if it's all closed. Sivkot and lamed vav. Even with living creatures, bavachi kfusim, as long as they're tied, that he ties it down from before Shabbos and he leaves it. Vazmut l'taltzai d'ezer Shabbos, and through that you can carry on Shabbos. Time to be increased, the reason when you have to tie it, echad mo'an shalai yivruch, that doesn't run away. And begam also the ilavochi, because if not, you have zikbein cholosh ben ragli habayim lo'aretz. There's going to be a gap between, by the space that's between the legs of the animal and the ground, and that will invalidate it. When it's tied down, it's laying with its body on the ground. And it's told that there's a height of 10 tefachim, even when it's laying down, when you have it bent, tied down. Even people that's standing near each other, less than 3 tefachim between them, and even when they're walking, chashub mechitza b'nei mishas yachad. They consider it as a partition, and between them is a mishas yachad. Going, for example, shayim ukaf ma'abruch is where they were surrounding from four sides. Mechitza gemuri, and there's a full-fledged partition, u'me'alas is effective, a full mishas rab, even the mishas rab. Which the Sharatzin Ha'izchav brings us from Rashi, that's maybe Gemara Beis, and the Rashba brought in Beis Esav, and there the Gemara is talking about a story that Rabba, when he would come from his drasha, and they would go after him, a huge throngs of people, and you could say that Dafka in such a case, that it's not common that they would separate. But when there's few people, it's logical not to rely on this, because they might just separate in the interim, until there's going to have more open space, the what's called parts, Murubal Aymin, more than the close. After that, you need that they shouldn't know that they're from Mechitza, so they might just separate. However, it's written in the Shulchan Aruch itself, and in Hagon, the Ramah, not to rely on this only in a pressing situation. He says, I'm not sure if in Rosh Hashanah Am, one should rely on it even in a pressing situation when there are few people. Now, continues Mishnah Berurah. Mainly comes to Zem Bago, which we just referenced that in the Shulchan scene. But what the same thing is, the Mechitza Gazu. Have a hefsek that such a partition is a separation lein l'dabe de b'tayra, that regarding the halacha of speaking the b'tayra neged makom opposite the irish in the naki that's not clean say that chayim, where you have to have a separation, the people could make that mechitza, which the Sharatzin Ha'izchav Chafav says in his pasha that it's effective even if they know that they were put there for the purposes of being a mechitza. Sivkotin lamates. But regarding Shabbos, they shouldn't know that they were made over there to be mechitza. And even if one of them knows, it's going to be asa. Now, after mechitza gazu, now even regarding such a partition, no problem about building on Shabbos, like making mechitza, but asa, it is prohibited when they know. That they don't come to desecrate the iser of Shabbos. But Philip, the evidence, even after the fact it's asr, it's like halacha, like a mechitza that's made deliberately on Shabbos, with Sif Gimel, which is not good. So Sharatzin Ha'izchav Gimel says that's the sounds of Yemen Achreinim, and if they put it different before Shabbos, look at Bim Gadim, and then Eilu Shabbos is not sure regarding such a case. And it seems B'shas Tzchak in the present situation, Yesh Lalka won't be lenient. Siv Katan Mem, and even if he didn't let them know, but if it's close to the idea that they will know, for example, he already did this once with them, Siv Katan Mem, Loyas Mem, he should not make from them a mechitza anymore. If someone else is allowed to make from them a mechitza, but something that's a doubt, the Shema Yigishu is because they might realize, Morgan and Ram in Mishema by Sezib, but you have a make a Rabbi is lean regarding such a case. Siv Kot Memal, but the same person for sure cannot make any more mechitza oid, a partition out of them. A Philip Shabbos Acheris, even another Shabbos, because the Machach Shakar Vashagishu isn't very close that they'll realize, Abba Kamalim and Mithil does, it's like as if he's originally positioning this with their awareness. The Sharatzi in Aizchafe says that seems poshut. That the two things should not contradict on each other. Which, what does he mean? The Dirshu number 17 says, what he means is that in Sif Hei, he writes that if it's close that they'll know before they finish that it's Aser, whereas in Sif Vav, he writes that if they realize after that he made them, even before finished carrying, they don't have to be concerned. So he explains, in the place, we have to be concerned that they'll know. So it's like initially placing them with their knowledge that's forbidden, which is not the case. In a place, you don't have to be concerned that they'll know. It's not considered like Maimon Mitzchila Das, and therefore it's forbidden, even if they'll know. After that, says the Sharatzin to look into Tosha Shabbos. Says Mishnah further, he says, it's not comparable to Sivav. The Hasam of the Metchilohay Lailacha Shayed, there you don't have to be concerned initially that they will know. The Vilu Pamarishan, even the first time, if he didn't have enough people necessary, the meet Mamakamach, and he put them in one place, and then he says, okay, let's go, and he goes in the middle. Also, it's forbidden Shakar Vadab Shagish, it's very close that they're going to realize what's. Also that he tells them the gam kshem halcha mutter, also that when they're going it's permitted. Who kshem halcha ma'asman, also when they go on their own. There's a huge throng of people that are going. It's not recognizable. He's going dafka in the middle. Like what's going on? But if not, it's going to be too recognizable, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Sivav, in bo metchila shalei ladas. If they originally came without awareness, af bishatka chagish, even though subsequently they realized. In Lachish, you don't have to be concerned. We already referenced this in the previous Sif of the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Zayin. Yesh Misham, those who say, Shleyamar Oisim Adam, a person should not place them, Shereitz Lashtamash B'mechitza Zub, that he wants to utilize with this partition, El Yamar Oisim Acha Shalei Ladaita, rather someone else should place them without his awareness. Hagah says, Ramah, Vein Las Mechitza B'nei Adam, a person should not make up a wall of people, Rag B'shas HaTzerich, B'shas HaTzchak, only when it's necessary, and the pressing situation. If let's say someone forgot something in the street, it's better to just bring a child over there. That the child will bring it without a partition. And making a wall of people, and then the adult will bring it. That's the basis of the Mishbah Lekad and Smag in the Seba Truma. Says the Mishbah Sibkat Membez. Now, those who say, that the person who wants to use the Mechitza should not be the one making the wall of people. Because just like that we need that the people should not know, should be made them isam mechitza, that they're being placed over there to make a partition. So too, we need to have that the person should not know, should be made them b'shviloi, that they're making the wall for him, b'shor should be made them isam when they're making the wall. But it's after they already were made. According to everyone, lo yichbas klal, we're not bothered at all by mashayed this study. No, like we said previously, was zivah. Sivkat mem gimel. So el rather, yamar oisam achar, someone else should make them. For Rashi, because the Rashi disagrees on this, but that he holds, shekam hu ba'atzma mitzvah made them. No, the person himself is allowed to make them into the wall. Ve'en kepeida, and there's no particularity rekal anoshim ba'atzma shemdem lemechitza. Only the people that are being made into the wall. Shleyedu shehumadu lezad. They shouldn't know that they're being made into this. Find me a rabbi, shakosel gal rabbi that he writes, shekinu gam kin mashmoyis shari poisik. That's also the understanding of the other poisik mechinika. That's also the primary. Sivkat mem dal. Rama says, don't use this only when it's necessary in the present situation. And if you forget something, it's better to bring a child over there. Now, but the Mishbura stipulates for who that is. She'ina tinnik yudeya, the child does not know she'chibit zehu shalav, that this object belongs to his father. And it's for his own pleasure that he's intending Baba Asay Aysay when he brings it back home. Shasaba, he thinks she'matzah chibit b'shuz ram, that he found an object in the street. But if the child knows that it's the father's, so we could presume that he's intending to bring it back home for his father. And actually, actually everyone would have to protest to the child not to bring it. Because you know the most, for sure you're not bring the child there, so the child brings it. For then something is, the object belongs to another person. And the child knows and recognizes that person, bring it to him, that's also a problem. And this is all regarding other people. But the father, he's obligated to train him in mitzvahs, and to rebuke him, and to separate him, when he sees him desecrating the Shabbos. Even if the child is doing it for himself. Even if the child is doing a rabbinic prohibition. Like, well, right, we wrote in Shemim Gimel. Of course, you know, the more so, for sure you shouldn't be bringing the child there to bring it. Even if the object's not his, say the Achrein. We said that these inferior walls will only let up until Sasayim. So that's going only on if it's only Shasi or only Arid. But not on what he writes, but Kol Eisim Mechitza, obviously, because that's not limited to a near of Beis Sasayim. You can make a wall out of people even if there's a gap less than three between each person, which the Mishbura had referenced this bi'alacham in Sivkal HaMazayim. It brings a question from the Bach. Now, a regular person is with as an amo. That's the case. Even if you have between them much more than three tefachim, should also be permitted because you have imurubala parts. You have more closed than open because the person's an amo. And even if you have more than three tefachim, you still have more closed than open. Magaram answers that the reason why you need to have less than three tefachim is because person's legs are just like sticks. And presumably, the legs are not stuck one to the other. And especially when they're walking, that you have between the legs the shear of a chatzi amo, as brought in Shin Aleph, look over there. Trey Shabbos writes that the halacha is with the Magen Avraham when you're going, but not when you're standing, look over there. Says the halacha, according to Muhammad's understanding, it's difficult. Because even if he's going, but the shear of Shlesha tefachim that you have between them is only at the end of the foot, and not above from that. Because the space that's between them gets narrower the higher people are. If that's the case, even what's below, you have the space between the legs, three tefachim. When you measure above from there, within three tefachim in height, you're not going to have three tefachim of space that's the width between one foot and the other foot. And therefore you should say, love it. Which he says, tzarachin. Which, the dish number 18 says, this halacha, that the makam of the mechitza that's within three tefachim of the ground is considered as like fenced off. Chaznish writes, that's not from the halacha of loving. Rather, it's also from the halacha of im meruba be'eriv, which is the horizontal, because above these three tefachim is considered as closed off through the halacha of loving. It comes out that the im meruba on the tefachim that are breached as close to the ground. And even though Ayman Meruba Erev does not help, the mechitza is above from the ground 3 tefachim because you have the goats that walk through there and they nullify the mechitza as brought in Mishmah later on Sukkot. No, however, when the breach is not a width of 3x3 tefachim squared, so then we don't have the walking through of the kid goats, and you can permit it through Ayman Meruba Erev. You're right, it's that if we would explain that the heter of the lower tefachim is from the halach of lavad, it's possible that's not affected because this is considered as lavad to lavad. That is, that the area that you don't have between the feet of a gap of 3 tefachim is considered as a mechitza from the halach of lavad. And also from there and below to the ground is not considered a mechitza only from the halach of lavad. It says, you have to be in doubt if that's considered as a mechitza. And it says, nafkamina is in a way that you don't have imi ruba ba'eriv. For example, let's say you want to close off a breach that the length is 4 tefachim by putting a stick that's 10 tefachim high on the two sides of the breach, and you stick to the length of the two sticks nails that their length is a half a tefach and a little bit near each other with less than 3 tefachim, that then the area that's between the nails according to the length of the sticks are considered closed from the halach of lavad. And through that comes out that the area that's open between the nails is less than 3 tefachim, as the Dishur brings a picture. You see, the gap is more, but the nails that are stuck in make it less than 3 tefachim. Could you consider this open area as closed from the halach of lavad? Or since that the area that's between the nails is itself only permitted through lavad, we wouldn't say lavad to lavad, and it's not considered as sealed. Some of the Dishur's issue number 14. Only during the weekday are you allowed to place people for such a mechitza. But on Shabbos Yom Tov, Chai Adam says it's forbidden even for this idea of like being able to learn Torah from the bad smell. And that's the Britain Shulchan Aruch and Tafir Shlamas of your days, that you're allowed to place people like a wall to the sukkah only during the weekday and not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Issue number 15. Mishmur says they're not allowed to know so that they don't come to Mizalza if the Shabbos. Another reason the Bush writes that if they know that they're placed for a purpose of Mechitza, it's considered like a way of Kviz, and it's like a Mechitza Kavur, and you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Ve'alocha writes that his words are not so meducta, because it's obviously Nigmar Evan of Mendal, that's only Oil Arai. What he means to say is that since they'll know that they're made for a purpose of Mechitza, so he'll conduct himself like a Mechitza Kavur, and that's like Binyan, and they make that forbidden, but for sure it's not qualified on like Oil Arai. Dishah number 16, the Sharatzin and Sivkon Chav Gimel had said that the Safik, if they were made from before Shabbos, and the Oil Shabbos says that, or Sharatzin says that Shasat Chag won't be lenient. L'chayra, in such a case, it's effective even if the mechitzah is in Rosh Hashanah after a few people. And this that he's inclined in Zivkot Chav to be stringent regarding this, they might separate, and you can have parts of Merubah L'Aymed. That's what he writes over there. That the concern is because they don't know that they're placed there for mechitzah, but when they know, and they were like this from before Shabbos, so then they're careful not to distance one from the other, it would be permitted. One has to look into it, because here the Sharatim permits when they were placed from before Shabbos, only pressing situation. But in Shin Samach Gimel Zivkot Yud, he writes that if they placed it from before Shabbos, permitted, and it doesn't write only B'Shasot Chag. Issue number 18. So some say that the person himself should not know that they were placed there for him. The source of this halacha is in the words of Rambam. The Morgan Rambam asks in the Gemara even of Mendal Manaf, you see that a person can make his friend a wall to the sukkah. That's how the Rambam paskins in the sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tefesh Lamed. And they don't require that person that you're making it for, the mechitza, shouldn't know from this. And the Lecha Mishnah and Tzavtas Paneach and the Rambam already pointed this out. The differentiate between the sukkah, which is the Dvar Mitzah, to something that's a Dvar Rishos.